You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk radio, Right Side Radio, live from the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude just said, we cover it solid, conservative, just plain right. Well, inexplicably, we're already in hour number three. So this is that time, though. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Play the camel day. This is the day when we go to what we call the Grand Council with two of my brethren who do talk radio, been doing it longer than me. We've got Dale Jackson from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN up in Huntsville, and also writing for Yellowhammer News. Dale Jackson, are you present? Stand at ease. All right, so also on the line with us, Jeff Poor, host of the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, and also the executive editor for 1819 News. Jeff Poor, are you here?
I am present.
You are indeed present. All right, man, I pronounce a quorum. Boomer, hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
All right. You guys know the rules. We ping each other with questions about current events, see what kind of answers we get. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. We have to love each other, though, when it's still done. So I'm starting with Dale Jackson. What you got for us, buddy?
The Arizona House just voted 46-13 to expel Representative Liz Harris without telling you what political party she's in. Is it a threat to democracy?
The Arizona House? Now I did see, by the way, that the second Tennessee guy, Boomer was telling me that apparently their city council voted him back in. So both of the Tennessee refugees have now been thrust back into the limelight. They'll be back in legislative action. Threat to democracy. I mean, it's a cacistocracy. We know that a government run by the least competent of its members, but, yeah, whatever. Jeff, your thoughts.
We're not hearing that she's a Republican for a reason. So, yeah, you're right, Dale. But is it a threat to democracy? I never thought it was, and it's just a sorry, sad, lazy talking point.
It is, and I'll tell you, I'll chime in before Dale goes back to his own question, but the reality, I've been saying, too, these guys getting voted back in Tennessee, good for them. They still come back with an asterisk next to their name. The process allows them to be thrust out. The process allows them to be thrust back in. That's just the way it works. But, Dale, your own question. What are you thinking?
I don't think it's a threat to democracy. She violated their rules, and that's exactly how it's supposed to work. But it is kind of funny. The people still voted for her and put her in there, and now they're putting her out.
What allegedly did she do? Do we know?
She brought some unfounded political or some criminal charges against other members of the legislature. And brought a guest that spoke on them before one of their bodies, and that's against the rules. And
wow,
they put her out.
Well, and rightfully so. You know what's funny too? People don't realize this. So every year down in the legislature, you know the deal, and I know y'all see it, but people aren't talking about the fact that you have to vote to approve the rules. So the body votes to approve the rules. So you know what they were. It's not like you're blindsided. Allegedly, you voted to approve the rules, and here we are. Your question, Jeff Rowe, what you got?
Are you guys as excited, and when I say excited, I'm not very, but excited as I am about this school choice bill rolled out yesterday?
So did I hear you say you're not very excited about it?
I am not. I'm very underwhelmed about the, well, let me just say this. I'm not excited. I'm just underwhelmed by what is actually going to pass, and I don't think this is it.
Okay, interesting thought on that, but I'll let Dale go first, and then I'll chime in. Dale, what you got?
Well, Jeff's theory or Jeff's premise of his question is that it's not going to pass, and for that reason, I am underwhelmed. I don't hate the idea of the education savings accounts. I would be fine with that being a starting point for school choice, but it doesn't even look like it's going to be that.
Well, and I, you know, underwhelmed? Am I underwhelmed? I'm only underwhelmed by the idea that leadership cannot grab hold of this as being a necessity, as something that not only polls extremely strongly with their constituents, the very people they're there to represent, but it also means, you know, good stewardship for the state. I mean, we can't keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, and just throwing more money at it every single year. So I'm only underwhelmed with leadership's lack of proclivity to move towards something that actually makes good sense and is being successful in other places. I like the merits of the bill. I'm for the bill. And at this point, I don't know that there's anything in the bill, because I haven't read it yet, if there's anything in the bill that I take issue with. So, Jeff, what do you take issue with in it?
I don't take issue with the bill at all. I take issue with the approach. We haven't cleared a path with the AEA. I don't think we're there yet to be rolling out plans. I mean, I guess it's important to get some kind of opening salvo out there, but how seriously are we trying to get this done? And I don't see it. And that's why I am underwhelmed. If you're wondering.
Well, So clear a path with the AEA. I mean, what do you mean by that? Because in my opinion, we've got the ability to run over the AEA, and we should. That's the part that I'm underwhelmed with, is that leadership won't just bull rush the AEA and tell them to pound sand. That's what needs to happen.
But they got money, man. You're not gonna. As long as they're willing to send a check to all 140 members, I mean, that's gonna be a lot harder than it used to. Well, they probably send a check to 120 of the 140. Some there on the AEA's bad side, but it's going to take, guys, the Republican Party having to flex here and say the AEA doesn't have a place in the GOP or something, right?
It absolutely does. Right now, the ones who are taking the money from the AEA could care less that the party says don't do it, because they already do say don't do it. But back in the day, we flexed at the AEA and we won. But we did it because we stood together to do it. Right now, the question is, do they? And a lot of the old Republicans used to take money from the AEA because it was the only way you could survive. But we got them to quit. It just still irks the crap.
Well, I don't mean to filibuster or whatever, but it's not happening until they're out of the way or until whatever reason they would support it. I don't think they will, but they seem to think there's no reason to come to the table now. They thought they were going to have to, but now it's just like, we don't even got to do that now.
Yeah, the AEA is not going to step aside. They're not. The AEA will never step aside. You're going to have to beat them into submission to make it work. That's the only way it's going to work. Beat them at their own game. All right, enough of that. Hey, I got to ask you, though. By the way, that was one of my questions. So I guess I'll mark that off my list. But I just caught wind this morning that a local bill for Vestavia just passed, one of the first bills to go to the governor for signature. It was bum rushed through the process, and this local bill is going to raise property taxes by 11% if the people voted in it. It's going to raise in Vestavia, but this local bill went through on a bum rush. Local bills never go through this fast, and they got this thing through. It creates a referendum in just 28 days. In other words, there's no time for the opposition to prepare. All of the pro raise our taxes for education, do it for the children group already had their social media campaigns ready in the can, and they launched the day this thing passed. And I'm hearing about this now and thinking, good Lord, is this the new formula to raise taxes? Rush it through on a local bill, do them piecemeal like this, and then make sure that the referendum's 30 days from now. A special referendum, nothing else on the ballot, just this. You know how that's going to go. Jeff, you first.
Well, could you have done this without Jabbo Wagner, the Vestavia rules chairman? I mean, this sounds like you would need him on board. But, like, yeah, I if they pull this off, it'll be quite a feat. But that's a big number, though. Am I wrong here? Like 11%? Like, you know, usually 3-4%, you're like, this is typical, right? 11% is a lot. I mean, I got to think, Senator, it's already pretty high there, right?
Oh, yeah. And apparently this is that they've got a breakdown on where it would go. And the biggest chunk of it goes to athletic facilities for local schools. That's what they're talking about. I mean, it's just,
well, they just want to compete with Hoover and Thompson, I guess.
I don't know. Dale, your thoughts on it.
Well, the people are going to get to have a say, and it'll be interesting to see if they go along with it. Like you said, they've already maybe it's already baked in here the way they're going to do this. But you know, those individual those legislators who did that, will they have to pay a penalty for this down the line?
I don't know. But one of the things that just happened was, apparently, I'm told, I haven't seen it yet, but what I'm told is they got it through on a voice vote, so there's no record of actual participation in the vote other than someone was there. And just rushed it right on through. That's wrong, man. It's just wrong. I know it's a referendum. They'll say in the end, it's a vote of the people. It's a vote of the people 28 days after you passed a bill that nobody knew was coming. So, ain't good. All right, fellas, round one. That's round one complete. We'll go ahead and go to the break right now. We'll come right back. I'm with Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5, the Jeff Poor Show down in Mobile, also the executive editor for 1819 News, and Dale Jackson up yonder at WVNN in Huntsville, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, and a writer for Yellowhammer News. All right, y'all stay tuned. More Grand Council right after this. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Going right back now to the Grand Council with Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile and executive editor 1819 News, Dale Jackson, WVNN up in Huntsville, and, oh, by the way, writing for Yellowhammer News. Dale Jackson, you got the first question, round two.
82% want the grocery tax gone, or 83%, 42% roughly want the rebate check. The rebate check, oddly enough, breaks down pretty ideologically with Democrats saying, give me a rebate check, and the Republicans saying, no, don't do that. But they all want the grocery tax. There might be something there to say about how Democrats view government as like an ATM or something like that. But are legislators listening to that? Because it seems like they're still trying to figure out a way to have both at this particular point in time, with both a rebate and a grocery tax cut.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If they do both, great. I mean, I think that's awesome. The rebate, I mean, I'm not as big a fan of throwing money back into the crowd, so to speak. I mean, it's our money, but that's kind of the cheesy way of doing things, if you ask me. But the tax reform piece, this grocery tax, and by the way, Dale, you've had Arthur Orr on your show about this issue, haven't you? I mean, I haven't had a chance to talk to him directly, but he's the one sponsoring the bill in the Senate side. What's he saying?
Well, I think he sponsors both bills, actually. I think that he has a finger in both of these pies. And he sounds way more about the grocery tax than the rebate. I think he was just doing the rebate piece as a sort of, I'm the budget chairman, so I'll put this forward.
Yeah, just carrying the governor's water on that one, which is not really an insult. He may have also been grabbing hold of it to control the flow, which I've seen him do that, and rightfully so sometimes. But Jeff, your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's a courtesy to the governor. He says when he says he did that. I was listening to Penny McClammy, a Democrat in the House, the Alabama Rise. These guys, so these Democrats are on board with this. They want to do both, but they also are keeping open the possibility of quote unquote revenue replacement, meaning they are looking at a way to maybe increase taxes in the future, to make up for if there's any lost revenue coming out of from the repeal of the grocery tax. And also, a very important point, they want to repeal it all right now. They don't want to wind it down as Orr and Garrett are proposing. But yeah, I think that's the pathway. I think the Orr-Garrett approach is probably the best shot at it. Both budget chairmen and on the ETF, it's going to be hard to beat that.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, as long as they're truly carrying it in good faith, and by the way, I don't say this like condescendingly towards them, but what I'm saying is, as long as they're not doing this as a means of a sort of obstructing anybody else being able to get a bill or another vehicle to do it, I think their bill is good. I think you go ahead and phase it out. I'm a little concerned that it's not as broad as a true grocery tax cut because it doesn't cover everything. It just covers what's covered as by the definitions under WIC. But still, it's better than nothing. And I'll be honest with you, it's got more legs right now than it's ever had. All right, Jeff, question number two, what do you got?
I'm beginning to think the DeSantis presidential ambitions are maybe going to not happen this time around. And I only say that, it just looks like Trump's got some momentum, and even if DeSantis were to launch, he's got a long way to go to come back. It may not be worth his time this time around. What say you guys?
I tend to agree. I've been thinking the same thing. DeSantis is keeping his powder dry, and I think partly to see what's happening with Trump. I mean, I think the allegations against Trump and the legal battles he's facing are truly heinous. I don't think they have merit. But at the same time, if you're an outsider looking in, deciding what your future is in politics, you have to wonder, is this going to take him out? I better wait and watch and see what's happening. But at the same time, I just feel like there's been a whole lot of good stuff happening in Florida, and he may be thinking, I want to continue to ride this train and be here for my state for now. So I'm watching this, but I agree with you. I see a lack of momentum at the moment. Dale?
Guys, Donald Trump sent a truth out the other day where he said DeSantis is a good guy, and he's only concerned that DeSantis might rip the Republican Party apart if he runs. So Trump's concerned about unity and being nice. So I think we should all take a page out of Donald Trump's playbook and work to bring the Republican Party together. And I think that maybe DeSantis should do that as well, you know, like Trump would do.
Well, and I still know there are people that are saying, man, just make DeSantis the vice presidential candidate, run, and then, you know, we'll see how long Trump can stay in, or for that matter, he serves 4 years and DeSantis is the dude. But it's hard to work for Trump, and DeSantis may not want to run down that road. Anyway, all right, last question. I'll tell you what, did you have any more to add on your own question there, Jeff?
No, I just, what makes me a little hesitant to wave the white flag for DeSantis is he's hot right now, okay. And this is when you're supposed to run, right?
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see, man. All right, my last question with hardly any time to deal with it. I want to know, has Dale recanted his misguided support on the infringement of the Second Amendment due to Barbara Drummond's parental liabilities gun bill? I'm concerned for you, Dale, and this is an intervention. Jeff and I are here for you, but you've been hurting the ones you love.
I am more in favor of it than I ever have been. They're arresting that girl, the lady in Virginia, for her son shooting that other teacher for a similar reason. I'm all for it.
Dale Jackson. Jeff, chime in here, man. What do you think? Have we lost Dale?
Surprise, Dale Jackson, big government guy here. I just, whatever government suits him, what the hell? Be pragmatic about it. I have no idea.
Constitution? Right. What's the Constitution got to do with anything? The Constitution?
Those guys are old and dead. They didn't know what they were doing.
All right, Dale, we love you no matter what. This is where somebody in my family would just look at you and go, I love you in spite of yourself, just so you know.
Thank you so much. I just look, can't we all just be like Trump and get along?
All right, fellas, appreciate you. Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, and an executive editor for 1819 News. Dale Jackson, 770 AM, 92.5 FM up yonder in Huntsville and writing for Yellowhammer News. And little old me, that's your grand counsel. All right, we'll be right back. Last half hour of the show. Y'all stay tuned.